It's bothered you for weeks.
It's time to find out what happened.
With Ken, Colleen, and Curd on Star 102.5.
Well, we talked to our listener, Jim. We got his side of things, trying to help find out what happened between him and Catherine. Now it's her turn. She's on the phone. Let's chat with her. Hey, Catherine, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. Good. We are good. So we're calling on behalf of Jim. Jim, you remember Jim? He told us he met you at Gray's Lake. You guys were running. You had your dog, little Pomeranian.
That guy. Yeah. I'm not really interested. And that's why I didn't call him back and haven't called him back.
Oh, okay.
I love that guy.
That guy. That's not a good sign.
Wow.
That guy. Well.
Did your dog not like him? Because he thought the dog liked him.
Yeah, no, my dog is usually pretty good about that. But he seemed really nice at first. He seemed like a good catch. But then later I saw him hitting on another woman at the lake. So.
Okay. Well, all right. Are you sure? What did you see exactly?
No, I'm like definitely sure. Okay, so I saw him stop running and start having a conversation with this other lady who had a dog, pretty much like the same exact thing that he did with me. And so I guess that's kind of the way he tries to break the ice and like pick up on girls at Gray's Lake. Like it seems like this is kind of an ongoing thing for him.
Okay, I see how it could be that.
Yeah.
It might be, and it probably is. Uh-huh. But it could maybe they knew each other type of thing.
Right.
Ran into each other.
That was
just
his sister.
Sure, it was his sister. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right.
I'll go with that. It might have been his sister.
He was totally flirting with this lady, and this sounds a little crazy, but I even snuck by then because I was thinking the same thing you guys were thinking. Oh, maybe it's his sister, like a coworker or something. But it wasn't at all. I heard part of the conversation. He was definitely flirting with her, like giving her the same game that he gave me. And so I just threw out his number.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, of course, he's listening in. Jim, so Catherine saw you trying to pull the old, hey, I like your dog trick on another woman at Gray's Lake. And she's not interested, it sounds like. You heard what she had to say. What do you have to say?
I mean, come on, don't be like that, babe. It's not what you say.
Oh, what was
that? What? Whoa. Wait, don't call me a baby.
Oh. Yeah, don't call me, and you never will.
Look, I was just having a conversation. I talked to a lot of people in the park.
Yeah, do you talk to any men, though? Like, you say a lot of people. Do you ever talk to any men, or is it just cute girls with dogs?
Look, not that day, no, but other days I have.
Right. All right. Are you buying it, Catherine? Are you interested? Are you still no way?
Oh, God, no. I wasn't buying it then, and I'm not buying it now. Like, he just called me baby. I've met him for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that,
no.
Yeah, that did kind of. Mm-hmm.
I don't like that pet name.
Yeah.
It never comes out right. I don't care who's saying it. Okay. Oh, baby. I mean, unless you're joking.
Okay. You use babe, though.
I do use babe. There's a huge difference between babe and baby. Huge.
What's up, baby? What's up, babe? I hear no difference.
Really?
No, I don't.
I argue big difference. Catherine, are you with me on this? Is there a big difference between babe and baby?
Oh, absolutely. But honestly, I don't want to hear either from him.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There is no difference. Because if he would have said, hey, come on, babe, we would all still been creeped out like we were.
That's why you go with Snookums.
Oh,
hey, Jim, you wanted to know what happened. Jeez. Sorry, Catherine's obviously not interested. But, you know, now you know. And good luck to you. Catherine, thanks for coming on and telling us your side of things. We appreciate that, too. Good luck to both of you. Take care.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?